plastic bag, drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens and no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just on the night, like the 4th of July, 'cause baby you're a firework. Come on, show 'em what you work, make 'em go as you shoot across the sky. Welcome to the Sit a Spell Show. It is Wednesday, June 5th, and it is a beautiful day. And tonight, your two hosts, the effervescent, titillating, amazing, awesome, beautiful, Teresa Savino.
Oh, stop.
And me, Lisa. We don't have Ashley on the show tonight because she had to work. And so, you know, paychecks come first. So, but she will be missed, especially because she had lots of stuff that she was going to say tonight until we realized that she had to work. Lots of funnies. She had news, but so now we have no news.
Which is fine, because neither of us really read it well.
Oh, seriously? That's not even, that's an understatement of the decade. She'll be like rambling on, and she'll do her news, and when you and I try to do it, it's like, ew.
Yes, it's like, oh my, hooked on phonics failed.
Exactly. So Ashley will not be with us tonight, but she will be missed, and I promise she will be on the next show, and I will fly her full of chai, because that works. Makes her a little squirrely.
Very good.
Yeah. So, T, my darling, how are you?
I'm fabtabulous.
Fabtabulous.
Yes. Well, you know, as you know, my husband got a little bit of an inheritance after his dad passed away.
Yep.
So, you know, we've been doing our thing. And Mama got a new car. Woo!
Woohoo! And it's so cute.
I know. Subaru Impreza.
With what, 6,000 miles or something ridiculously low?
No, it only had 6 miles.
Oh, 6 miles, even?
Yeah, although as of today, it has 1,020.
Holy crap, T.
Can you tell Mommy's been locked up too long without a car?
Yeah, because you just got the car.
Yeah, got it. I've had it maybe a week.
Nicely done.
So that's fabulous. So, and we're also getting updates in the house, and let's see, we got a new furnace and central air and,
I see something that you probably won't say, but I'm just really awestruck and proud of this.
Ugh. All right.
T and Vinny also bought their neighbor a new house, which her old house was falling apart. The roof was coming in, water was coming in, the floors were unsafe, the whole place was unsafe. And instead of T just being like, or T and Vinny, I'm sorry, just being like, oh, look at all our money, they did something really, really selfless of them. And T, I know you're cringing right now, and I'm so sorry, but I'm just really proud of you that you did that. You bought somebody a new house, and you gave them a new start and a new life. And I just can't tell you how proud I am to know you, because you did such an amazing, selfless act.
Thank you.
I didn't bring it up, but I had to, because what a wonderful testament of who you are.
Well, and you know, my neighbor, she's, you know, a single mom. She's in her 50s. She's got two teenagers. And she struggles and struggles and struggles and has no help from family or anything. And I don't know how she survives on, I think, 25 hours a week is what she gets for work. And she'll give you the shirt off her back, her last dollar in her pocket. And, you know, it was the right thing to do. I mean, she needed the help. And, you know, we just did it.
But and she didn't even ask for it. You just, no, like, down the law.
No. And it was funny how we told her. I had two little plastic Easter eggs. And I wrote on two slips of paper, "You're getting a new house." And I tucked them in the eggs. And she came on. You know, I called her over and I go, "Come on over." And we're sitting here jaw-jacking, blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden I put two eggs in my hand and I go, "Pick an egg." And she looks at me funny and she goes, "Okay." And she takes the egg and, you know, she never remembers her reading glasses. Never. So she's sitting here squinting and has it right up to her little eyeballs and she's reading it. And then her face just kind of drops, you know, in like, what? You know, and she's going, no, you can't do that. No, you can't. No. Oh my God. And yeah, and it made a big difference in their life. I mean, they're in the house now, and they're just loving it.
I love you for doing that, seriously.
And you'd be amazed at how many people look at me and go, "Are you crazy? Why did you do that?"
Because you have a heart of gold that you would do something like that.
It's because it's the right thing to do. If I'm able to help someone, I'm going to do it.
You know? I know that you're cringing me telling that, but...
Yes, I'm blushing horrendously over here.
I'm sure you are. Suck it up, bitch.
And on to you. What have you been up to, Miss Lisa?
You know, really not a whole lot. This whole, like, month and a half that we've been off, has been weird for one, because, you know, we're used to recording on Wednesdays for the world. And instead, because of one issue or the other, it's been like, whoa, what do I do? Oh, ha. Housewives of Beverly Hills is on, or Housewives of New Jersey, or Duck Dynasty. I've been a TV person.
And you moved to New Digs.
And I moved to New Digs, the cottage. I loved the cottage. It was my, I am free. I took back my life and it served its purpose, as you said. And because you're like, well, you know, honey, it served its purpose and it's time to move on. And I moved on to bigger and better house and I love it here. And I have not seen a spider since I moved here. It's awesome. The final straw was I looked up at the ceiling and there were 11 spiders and one on the couch and it crawled on my hand when I had my hand on the mouse. And I was like, no, I'm done. No more. I can't do this anymore. As somebody that has that big of a fear of spiders and to live in a place where I've tried everything to get rid of them. But the fact of the matter is, I've lived in the front of woods for so, of course, I'm going to get spiders. But
as somebody, it's spring and they're all hatching like crazy.
Oh, yeah. When I did the final clean, there were so many, it was insane. And I'm just like, haha. Goodbye, spider bitches.
And hopefully the new people in it will have the funds to get an exterminator.
Not my problem, honey. Not my problem.
Yeah, so let them deal with the spiders.
New big three-bedroom house with two bathrooms, and I love it. And Bear is happy. Everybody's happy. And I actually put in my notice at my office.
You did.
I did, but I agreed to stay for quite a long time. because the Mounts Theater is going to be put into my hands and I will be running it full time. Yay!
Awesome!
I know. I'm feeling very, very blessed. Very, 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 very blessed. And today, because of all of my volunteer time, at the theater, which I enjoy doing it. I did not need to be repaid, but Rand took me out to dinner tonight for all-you-could-eat crab, and I ate all I could eat, to the point where I feel like I ate 42 Thanksgiving dinners.
Josh puts Lisa as crabs.
I was literally, for real, I mean, butter everywhere, crab everywhere. I came home and I took my suit off and I put yoga pants on so that I could expand. Because I knew I was going to eat so much.
You know, when you put a Facebook message up that says, I'm going to be covered in butter tonight, you know, my filthy, kinky mind goes wandering. And, yeah. You know, I'm thinking, okay, I've heard of pudding wrestling, but I don't think I've heard of butter wrestling.
Oh, there was no wrestling. I won.
Yeah, there was. There was wrestling with that crab leg that you ate.
I ate lots of crab legs. Lots and lots. Although, when Ashley brought me out for my birthday, or not my birthday, for Mother's Day, whatever that was, I don't remember. Between the two of us, we ate 13 plates of damn crab. That's a lot of damn crab.
Oh my tonight, God.
I know. Tonight, I could only put away 4. Can you believe that? 4.
I can't believe it.
And I didn't do any of those. Oh, yes, give me mashed potatoes and soup. And no. I just give me the crab and
just
water.
Give me the meat.
What?
Just give me the meat.
Exactly. And it was It was wonderful. So, other than that, I really haven't been up to a whole lot. Just kind of taking this time to, you know, I'm still struggling a little bit. Well, not a little bit, but I'm still, you know, with my dad and everything. I had a wonderful dinner with my mom on Sunday because I had ordered this gift for her for Mother's Day that did not come in on time. And it just arrived, so I took her out to dinner at the Olive Garden on Sunday, and I gave her the gift that I got her. I got her a 14-karat gold bracelet with all of the sisters' names engraved in it with our birthstones, and she cried. She said it was the best Mother's Day gift I've ever gotten.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, it was nice. So other than that, it's been uneventful.
You've been going with the flow.
I've totally just been going with the flow. And I'm deliriously happy. I really am. I have no complaints. My life is really, really, really good.
And after the song break, we are going to have the wonderful Candy Ayers on again from Hutchinson, Minnesota.
From Dark Moon Coven of Hutchinson, Minnesota. She is that amazing person that did the tarot readings for us a few months ago. So we're excited to have her back. Tonight she's going to talk about and athames and, you know, different tools that you use in the craft. So it's going to be fun. So enjoy the song.
Tonight I'm going to have myself a real good time. I feel alive.
Man out of you. Don't stop me now. I'm having such such a good time. I'm having a ball.
Don't stop me now.
If you wanna have a good time, just give me a call.
Don't stop me
try
now.
Try to have a good time.
Don't stop
yes,
me now.
I'm having a good time. I don't wanna stop at all. Da 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 da.
Hello and welcome back. Tonight we have back on the show the amazing and beautiful and so wise Candy Ayers. Candy, welcome back.
Well, thanks for having me back.
We had such a huge response when you were on the last time, and you are just loved and you've got your own little fan club now. It's crazy.
I like that.
And you've got soothing voice. You've got like this, I don't even know how to explain it, but you've got this beautiful, soothing, and might I say sexy voice, and it's just, it just resonates.
Well, at my age, that's always good. I'll take it wherever I can get it.
So, Candy, tell us a little bit about yourself for the new people, because we've got new listeners now, too.
Okay. Well, my name is Candy Ayers, and I live in Hutchinson, Minnesota. I'm one of the co-founders for Dark Moon Coven of Minnesota. We've been established since 1998. I am an elementalist, is what my path is in paganism. I'm a crone.
Oh, go ahead. What's an elementalist?
I do earth, air, fire, water, and spirit. I use the elements in my rituals and in my daily life. More so than following a pantheon.
The only reason I asked you that was just because there's some new people to paganism and they don't know what that is. So, sorry if my questions are dumb.
Oh,
not
no.
Dumb. I mean, not dumb.
I appreciate you asking.
Your coven is enormous.
We have over 60 people. And we have, we're a family coven. We're a teaching coven. So we have all ages. And it's just, we're not all ever together at the same time, except for maybe once a year. But we come and go, and we enjoy each other. We're all solitaries, which is kind of unique in itself. And that when we get together, we follow each other's paths and learn from each other.
I love that. So you are going to be croning T and I.
Yes.
And T is going to drive us down there in her new car.
Yes.
I
the
saw
Pitmobile.
That'll be flashy. Yeah, that we're going to have the first ever, we're starting to have it, we're going to have it every year, but it's going to be the Minnesota Goddess Retreat, and it's the second weekend of July, and we will have the honor of croning you two.
Oh, we're so excited.
Now I can be officially old with an Egyptian wound.
True. And you can be gorgeous.
Oh, of course. Darling.
Darling.
I have to get the other one over there. She's got to have a crown.
Yes, okay. Please. I need to have a crown.
We will make sure you have a crown.
Crown of scars. So what does the croning ritual ceremony, what is that like?
Well, you have your normal casting of and calling of the quarters. And then what you're going to do is there's going to be actually 13 women croning that night. There will be 7 that will be doing it from long distance because they can't attend. But you will come out and you will have a white veil, and that will signify that you're a mother. And then you'll be introduced to the Lord and Lady and the God and Goddess and Universe as a crone. And then you'll change into a black veil, which represents the God, the crone.
Will that fit on top of my crown? Just kidding.
We'll put your crown on top of the black veil so that it's all sparkly.
Yay! You know where
you have to have the sparkles.
Oh, Candy, I love you even more now. She's like, after Mike, we're like the same person.
We have to have sparkles and glitter.
Yes.
Fairy dust.
Exactly. So, and you also perform weddings.
Yes, I have 4 scheduled for this summer already, so that's kind of fun.
I love, love. So, we were going to talk about rituals and tools and all kinds of fun stuff tonight. So, you want to get started?
Absolutely. Want me to start?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, when we do our studying in the coven, there are 48 tools that we study, and I'm sure there are a lot more. Because each pantheon, each tradition has their own unique tools that they bring to it. But what I would like to say, in my opinion, is that tools are wonderful and they're empowering and they're magical, but don't wait to have tools to practice or to go out there and practice and feel your spirituality. So many people come to me and they say, well, I don't have an athame, or I don't have a bowling, or I don't have a cauldron, and I can't do it. And I would like to share the story of one woman that I was working with, and she said she just couldn't ever do a ritual because she didn't have anything. And then she came to me about 2 weeks later, and she said, you know, I just followed your advice. I had this old cast iron skillet. It was storming. I took a kitchen knife, and I went out there, and I had the most magical time. So I just want to encourage people to just go out and do it. Use what you've got.
There are so many things that you can use as tools as well, just everyday objects. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be
anything fancy. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. It doesn't have to be anything fancy, because if you think about it, back when witches were 100 years ago, they didn't have what we have now. And in our group, in our coven, we believe that there's only 4 things that you actually need to perform a ritual for tool-wise. And that is your heart for your intent, your mind for your knowledge, your finger for your athame, your sword, your wand, whatever you want it to be, and your hand cup just for a cup or a cauldron. And you have everything that you need within your own body.
That's what I teach everybody too. You know, it's all about intention, and you don't need all kinds of fancy stuff.
Very true. So when we get together and we do a ritual, whoever's turn it is that time, like we have Fae, we have Druids, we have Egyptians, and when they do it, what they'll do ahead of time is they'll give us a list of what their requirements are for their ritual, and they bring their own tools into it, and we set the altar up and we use different tools for whatever their particular path is. And it's wonderful because you get to learn so much and you get to utilize so many more objects that way.
So when you're teaching somebody how to perform a ritual, how do you start?
We start with, usually we start with calling the quarters and how to do them with respect and how to hold the quarter when you call it and what to expect and to feel before you say, okay, the quarter is within me. Then we go to casting the circle. But before any of that, the most basic thing is protection, grounding, centering, shielding, all the basics to make sure that they're well protected and they know the basic steps.
So how, when you go to call the quarters, can you walk us through that?
Absolutely. We would face the direction of whichever quarter is starting, and that changes from path to path. And say, like north was starting, then you would face north, and you would either, some people put their hands out beside their sides, or some put them up in the air, and you say, direction of north, element of earth, please be with us in this ritual tonight. And then you wait to feel whatever that element's going to interpret and give you to let you know that that element is there within you. And then you say, so mote it be, or blessed be, whatever your particular saying is. And then you turn to face the next direction and call that direction and that element, and then so on to all the directions until they're all called.
And how long does that usually take?
Anywhere from 10 to 30 minutes, depending on if you're doing it as a solitary or if you're doing it as a group.
Now, when you're doing it as a group, do you just have like one person representing, or do you have everyone?
You have 4 different people representing earth, air, fire, water. And then they would call for that particular direction and that element. And then you have someone that's going to call and ask spirit to attend the ritual. So you actually have a total of 5 people when we're doing our group, coven group calling. That's okay. It was a feedback in my ear. But when we're talking about rituals and we're talking about calling quarters and we're talking about people practicing, I think the most thing that most people are just so afraid of messing up and they're going to do something wrong. And I believe that the elements and God and Goddess all have a wonderful sense of humor, because I am called Elowen Lost Wolf most of the time because I don't know what direction I am.
Oh, God, that's so me too. I know left and right. Don't tell me north, south, east, or west.
You know, go to the coffee shop and turn right.
Exactly. That's me too. That's so sad.
So for people who don't know, what is the importance of calling the directions?
You're inviting them to come and be part of your gathering. You're asking for their blessing. You're asking for them to be part of you, to be within you. You're asking for all of the things that they represent. Like if you were dealing with Earth, you're asking for stability. You're asking for wholeness, newness, and that type. And each element has its own unique thing that it brings to you.
I've been to some rituals where, you know, they had an altar, like a full-on altar at each quarter. And I gotta say, they were just beautiful. And I just found to me, it was like, it added that extra, I don't know how to even say it. It was just,
it just regal. Made it more magical.
Yeah, it really did. But then I've also been to rituals where there really was nothing. Mm-hmm. And those were just as powerful too, just not as pretty, I guess.
The ambiance wasn't there.
Right. I mean, still got the work done, but just wasn't as, you know, I like sparkles.
I like sparkles. I like, one of my favorite ones is doing it with masks, that each element has its own unique mask on, plus the altar. And then that just adds an extra dimension to it too, I believe.
Oh, I've never been to one where there's masks. Wow. So what happens next then?
After the first you cast your circle and you call your quarters. At least that's the way we do it. And then you do your, whatever your ritual's for, say it's a healing ritual, then you would ask for healing for those particular people. You might ask a certain god and goddess to join you to help you with that. If it was a full moon, then you would draw down the moon. Then you would, what we do at ours is we have cakes and ale. Then we release the quarters, then we take down the circle.
So let's talk for a minute about drawing down the moon. Now, what is that for?
That is when the moon is full, to get the essence of the goddess from the moon, whatever you may call her, Selene, or just the moon, Luna. You take your athame or your wand or your sword, whatever your particular thing is that you use, and you point it towards the moon, and you ask that the goddess, the power of the goddess, come and be within you. And then when you feel that urge, because it is such a wonderful thing that you feel when it happens, you take whoever's drawing down the moon goes to each individual person that's within the circle and shares that power, that specialness from the moon. And then that's just part of drawing down the moon.
Beautiful. So obviously you've been in many, many rituals. Is there one that you find to be more, I don't know, that you're drawn to more? Or how to do it, because like you said, you've got 60 people in your coven and you're all solitary, so you've all kind of probably got different ways of going about things. Have you found one way or another that works better for you, or well, that be easier for some of our new people?
The easiest way is to just keep it, we do the KISS method, especially when we're learning, and that's keep it simple, stupid. Just do it as simple as you can. Don't worry about, each person is going to have their own unique way, the thing that they bring to it. Like we have one person that's a wonderful poet. And when he does his, he brings, everything's in rhyme. And then we got people like me who can't rhyme for anything. And I just say what comes up at the time. So what I would say to them is to find what is true in their heart and just do it. And the more you practice and the more you explore it, the more it just opens up and just really, really, the spirituality, the connection with spirit, with the universe is just awesome.
Now, is there any spell work that you would not recommend doing?
We don't ever, for myself, it's just never cast a love spell unless you're just doing a very generic one and saying, bring love to me. You know, don't want to put someone's name out there because you might get what you ask for. I've had that happen. mostly it's just be careful, because whatever you do, like if you're doing a ritual and you ask for something or you ask for something to be done for you, you're also asking for the same thing to happen to you. So you just be very careful. I'll give you an example. I had a friend who came to me once and she said she really wanted her ex out of her life. And she asked me if she could do a spell or to take care of that. And I asked her what was the things that connected her to her ex. And the only thing that she could answer to me was her children. And if you're asking to be disconnected from someone, you have to look at the consequences of what it is that's connecting you, because that could end.
I'm sure that many people have thought about that and thought about doing love spells, which I am 100% in agreement with you. You do not cast anything on somebody else.
Right.
Generic, bring it to you, absolutely. And never do anything to harm other people, because that also comes back at you as well.
You know, you're talking about not do anything to harm people, and another step that some people don't look at is doest that will harm none means don't harm yourself either. So you got to look at what you're doing to yourself. If you're in a bad relationship, if you're doing things that are harmful to yourself, you also have to say, what can I do to make my life better, and what can I do to make myself not be harming me?
All very positive. So, July, second weekend in July, what else is going to, what should, you already went through what T and I should expect. Is there, what else is going to happen?
Well, we're going to have a herb class. We're going to have a making wand class. We're going to be taught how to make wonderful dream catchers. There will be a morning ritual for welcoming the sun on Sunday morning, and then there'll be evening rituals, and there'll be just kind of like, let's figure out what we want to do. And then there's that wonderful time of female mysteries, of women mysteries, when we gather around the fire at night and we talk about what makes us unique as women and how we can help and empower each other.
Oh my God.
That's so wonderful.
Is this open to the public at all?
It's open to all females.
All females, okay.
So if they would like to get a hold of me, they can, and they can get a hold of me at on Facebook, or they can do it at darkmooncovenofminnesota.webs.com. And that's Minnesota, just MN, not spelt out.
That just sounds like the most amazing weekend. So how much does it cost?
Well, this weekend, this time it's $5 per person. You got to bring your own food, and the first night there, we're having a potluck, kind of throw it together and see what we come up with. And if you're anything like me, I am not a kitchen witch, so I'm hoping that some kitchen witches show up, because if not, we will be doing bologna sandwiches.
Chicken salad!
I'd be bringing the Oreos.
We have
$5? That's
yes.
It?
Yeah, what we're doing is we have very limited space. This year and next year, we're looking for land where we can have a bigger gathering and have more publicity, more advertisement for it to begin with. And at that point, it'd probably be about $25 a person.
Oh my gosh, it's so nothing.
Yeah,
the events out there are insanely expensive.
Well, we've been very lucky, and everyone in the group is more of let's see what we can give back to the community, give back to empowering women, make us, you know, real strong goddesses out there. And goddesses comes in all shapes and sizes. One of my friends has this song that he wrote, and it's called All Naked Women Are Beautiful. And he sings it at the festivals, and it's really a very wonderful song done by Sona, S-O-N-A.
Oh, I love that. So, what else can we learn from you? You're like this goddess of wisdom.
I'm ancient. That helps a lot. And I've had lots of trials and tribulations, so that helps a lot. And I have 4 kids and 18 grandkids. That is a biggie.
So they're third or fourth gen Kagans as well.
They're fourth generations. My power grandchildren are fourth generations.
And adorable, if I might add.
Yeah, she was really taken with you, too.
Oh, my gosh, she was so cute.
Just so enthralled with what was going on. What we do is, it just depends on what you want to learn. I am a Reiki master of Kundalini and UC Reiki, and I do teach those classes, and I do teach them at no cost. You do ask for a donation for the CDs that come with it, but other than that, there's no cost. And I teach tarot, divination of just about any type. So it just depends on what people want to learn.
You should come to the theater and to the Empower Emporium.
That would be fun. I will have to try that.
And do tarot readings or Reiki or anything that you want. Teach classes. You're like I said, the goddess of wisdom in my mind.
Well, thank you very much. We plan on doing that next year. This year has been kind of a hit and miss year with getting to events. But next, because I also teach in Illinois, so I'm trying to coordinate with that, because my daughter is a yoga master in Illinois, and she's also a wonderful belly dancer instructor and an international belly dancer, so I have to put a plug in for her. And I go up there 2 or 3 times a year, and I teach at her groups.
Wow. Too bad she lives so far away. I'd have her come and teach belly dancing classes at the theater as well.
Well, she's going to come down next year for the goddess retreat, and she's going to teach belly dancing, and her husband's going to come teach drumming.
Oh, love that. T is a huge drummer, too.
I know. I see her drum circle advertisements. I want to go to one of those.
I love drumming.
I love the drum beat. I just love going to sleep to the drums. I have absolutely no rhythm. I can't chew gum and walk at the same time, but I really love listening to other people do it.
It just, the beat just gets you. It's just, it fills your soul.
Draws you in.
Yes.
Resonates with that root chakra and gets you all psyched up.
Love it. I was learning how to play the drums, a few years ago. And then I thought I was getting pretty good. And then I tried playing drums on the Wii, and it turns out I suck.
Well, you play the drum for yourself. You don't play for anybody else.
You got to do that dancing around the house by your own beat.
I could do that.
You don't have to worry about, performing in a big, recital. You're drumming for you. You're getting the power from that drum beat, and who cares what anybody says?
I think if I got into a drum circle, I could probably keep up. If it was just like a, I had one little thing to like tap on or whatever.
Yeah, we've been trying to drag you down to the drum circle, but everything always screws up.
Yeah. Well, my world up significantly and in a wonderful, happy way. So I will be starting to make those drum circles. And then you'll be like, Lisa, maybe you shouldn't come anymore.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Because you can dance around with a pretty scarf like I do on the floor.
I love scarves. I have sparkly ones, too.
Yeah.
Oh, of course they have to be sparkly.
Of course they do. Candy, I love you.
She's easy to distract. Just put sparklies in front of her.
Squirrel.
It's so, so true. It's so embarrassing, but it's so true. Well, Candy, I want to thank you so much for coming on our show again.
Well, thank you for having me.
You are so loved. Like I said, the last time that you were on, we got such a huge response from you being on. And I know everybody was kept asking if we were going to have you back. And I'm like, oh, my God, absolutely, because she's amazing. So thank you again. See you come back again because, oh, my God, we love you.
I love y'all, too. And y'all have a wonderful evening.
We'll see you in July.
See you in July with bells on and sparklies.
Yay!
And crowns. Blessed be.
The sun goes down, the stars come out, and all that comes is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came. Cast a spell on me, you hit me like the sky fell on me, and I decided you look well on me, so let's go somewhere no one else can see you and me. Turn the lights out now, now I'll take you by the hand, hand you another drink, drink it if you can you spend a little time, time is slipping away, away from us, so stay, stay with me, I can make you glad you came. The sun goes down, the stars come out, and all that counts is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came. I'm glad you came. Glad you came. The sun goes down, the stars come out, and all that counts is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came. I'm glad you came. And all that counts is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came. I'm glad you came.
Welcome back, my darlings. T, is she not amazing? Oh my God.
She's awesome, and I can't wait till July.
Oh my God, me neither. Except it'll probably be 1,000 degrees because that's Minnesota.
Well, you know, we'll have to go skyclad then.
Crickets.
And for those that don't know, skyclad is naked. Okay.
I'm going to have to start exercising for real.
No, you won't. Goddesses, we're perfect just the way we are with all our rolls and wrinkles. And if you don't like looking, turn the hell around.
Well, it is going to be all just women, so I guess it wouldn't be that bad. Speaking of wrinkles.
Now, but when I get there, I'll get shy.
Oh, so yeah, same here. I'll be like, yeah, I'm totally, dude, I'm going skyclad.
Yeah, we'll have veils.
Where's a robe? Oh, God. So, speaking of wrinkles, I have the start of a little one now. Now that I'm turning 45 in 2 days, I found the start of a little one. But it's a smile line, so I'm going to take that as a positive.
Yes. See, and or you could be like me, and you keep that fat face, and nobody can see the wrinkles because it smooths them out. Now, if I were to drop 60 pounds, I would look like a Shar Pei puppy.
I would suggest not.
I know.
Because you look fabulous the way you are.
I'd have to do, you know, home facial lifts, you know, and get the duct tape on my cheek and pull it around my head. It'd be a big mess.
And sticky.
Well, of course it's sticky. Blah. That just jumped the shark, but, you know.
Yeah. Shark.
Yeah.
You can't see me doing it, but I'm doing it.
So, everybody, go check out our website now, because we have the most awesome new logo, and we had Magdalene O'Reilly make it, and oh my god, it's fabulous!
It is so cute. I love, love, love it. So, yeah, go to citaspell.net, and on that page is all kinds of wonderful information. We've got spells up there. We've got correspondences. We've got fun little DIY stuff up there. It's a great site full of love. And do you hear the cat?
Bear's yes, cat? I do.
Bear sees a bird. Oh, bear.
And we'll soon be on 1201beyond.com, too.
And in addition to that, we've been asked to come on numerous radio shows now and do numerous appearances, and so we will post all of that on citaspell.net as well.
And we also have to post Magdalene's website for
yes.
people to go and have this woman do your cartooning or drawing needs, because she blows my mind.
She's going to do the new logo for the Emporium as well.
Yeah, that's going to be cool.
She's awesome. Speaking of the Emporium, we've got one coming up this Saturday, the 8th, from 11 until 6. It's at the...
I'm going to be there.
Yay!
I've got wheels now, baby.
Oh, we've got the most... We've got so many vendors. It's crazy. It's going to be fun. We've got some of the same ones that keep coming, and now we've got, like, this whole batch of brand new ones. We've got... readers, we've got healers, we've got artisan jewelry and rocks and stones and all kinds of just amazing stuff. Yep. Anything coming up with Bea Mary?
Nope. We're pretty much done for the summer. We kind of close down activities for the summer so that we can take our time out for, you know, go recharge our batteries, and most people are on vacations and stuff. So, we're still open if somebody wants to come in for an appointment or something. You know, we're cool. We'll come in for appointments. But activities were done till probably September.
Awesome. Well, so. Just go to it's bemary.org, right?
Right.
Go to bemary, B-E-E-M-E-R-R-Y?
Y. .org. Yep.
So thank you guys for staying with us, even though we ended up taking a month and a half off. Know that we didn't want to. Part
technical
of it was
difficulties.
We had to between my dad and technical difficulties. We had that month and a half off, but you know what? It kind of recharged our batteries too. So we are back, and we missed you, and we love you so much. Great show tonight, T. As always, I love you dearly, and Josh, I love you dearly too.
And we love you, and we love Miss Squeaky Bear. I'm in heat again.
No, she's actually not. There's a bird outside.
Oh.
I've got bird feeders, and there's a bird right there, and she's like, what the hell is that?
I want to eat it.
Yeah, probably. So remember that you are perfect in every single way, and go and make somebody smile, even if it's, hey, I like your shoes. Do that once a day. Do a good deed. Make somebody smile. Remember to always, 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 my darlings, take back your light. Let's
good
be.
Night.
I hear your heartbeat to the beat of the drums. Oh, what a shame that you came here with someone. So while you're here in my arms, let's make the most of the night like we're gonna die. We're gonna die young.
who's watching when we tearing it up. You know that magic that we got, nobody can touch. Looking for some trouble tonight. Take my hand, I'll show you the wild side. Like it's the last night of our lives. We'll keep dancing till we die.
I hear your heart.
Sitispell is a 1201 Beyond production. Visit 1201beyond.com for more great shows.